USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today to meet with law enforcement and survey damage from recent riots in the streets there following the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she doesn't believe the president should be making the trip right now.
What we see from him over and over again, and particularly as part of his reelection bid, is to exploit tensions and division. And that's the last thing that Kenosha needs. It's the last thing that Wisconsin needs. It's the last thing that our region and our country need.
The president saying Portland, Oregon leaders are not up to the task of handling violent protests in that city, telling Fox News last night the Democratic mayor Ted Wheeler is incompetent after Wheeler blamed the president for an incident that killed a demonstrator over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing, having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Today is primary day in the state of Massachusetts. The main event there, Congressman Joe Kennedy challenging fellow Democrat Ed Markey for his seat in the U.S. Senate. Kennedy and Markey have spent the last few days seeking out support from people who have not yet cast an absentee ballot. Chicago officials will discuss this week possibly giving Emmett Till South Side home landmark status. The Commission on Chicago Landmarks will be taking up the request on Thursday. The 14-year-old was lynched in Mississippi in 1955 after being accused of offending a white woman in her family's grocery store. His murder propelled the entire civil rights movement. Goats love to eat grass, but one in Alabama is hungry for something new, it seems. A goat's video, it's gone viral, of him eating some mail from someone's mailbox the other day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National LGBT Chamber of Commerce endorsed Joe Biden for president, saying the former vice president's commitment to signing the Equality Act would empower and protect LGBTQ entrepreneurs and business owners. They also said the Democratic candidate would guarantee non-discrimination protections that assure them equitable access to capital, particularly during the post-pandemic economic recovery. A federal judge blocked U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees from conducting the initial screening for anyone seeking asylum, dealing a setback to one of the Trump administration's efforts to rein in asylum. The nationwide injunction will likely have little, if any, immediate impact because the government has effectively suspended asylum during the coronavirus pandemic, citing public health concerns. The Trump administration argued that designated CBP employees are trained comparably to asylum officers at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service offices, another agency within Homeland Security. A tweet from a new bride brought the first sighting of ailing Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in months, officiating in an outdoor wedding over the weekend. The photo of the 87-year-old Ginsburg, who announced in July she has been treated for cancer, shows her during the wedding ceremony of Barb Solish and Danny Kazin, friends of Ginsburg. Solish noted on Twitter that both she and her husband tested negative for COVID-19 before the ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.